first glance at crime statistics for Nelson in 2019 reveals fewer drug-related crimes, but an increase in severe crimes. Statistics can often depend on what's included or excluded and who's interpreting them. Our reporter Keely Bartlett spoke with Nelson's chief constable, Paul Burkhart, about what it all means and how this year compares so far. She's got the story here.
My name is Chief Constable Paul Burkhart. I'm the chief of the Nelson Police Department, who are responsible for the policing of the city of Nelson.
In the 2019 crime statistics released earlier this year by Statistics Canada, it said that Nelson, Salmo, and Kaslo reported their lowest total of drug violations in the past decade. So there were 39 drug violations in 2019, according to your Nelson Police Department. Can you explain, first of all, what qualifies as a drug violation?
Sure. I mean, anything that has to do with either possessing an illegal substance, trafficking, importing, now that marijuana is not a more common substance anymore, manufacturing is still on the books, but we don't do a lot of the fabrication, manufacturing, or growing of drugs anymore around this community.
Why do you think there's been such a significant decrease in Nelson?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the decades, so certainly, you know, marijuana offenses were steadily dropping there before their legalization, and in fact, probably since medical marijuana was introduced, we saw a significant drop in those type of charges. And then more recently, just more of an understanding that simple possession of drugs are more vulnerable population is just not a criminal matter. And that's why the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police have asked for simple possession to be decriminalized, because we do not see it as criminal. Most of this is not recreational use. It's addiction, and addiction is not a criminal matter. Addiction is a health matter, and it needs to be dealt with as a health matter.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about this push to decriminalize drug use and addiction. What kind of impact do you hope that this will have on our community?
I hope that there will be more acceptance of addiction, as exactly as I just stated, as more of a health matter. So when we're dealing with people on the street, you have to encourage those individuals to seek help, but to also to be safe. The whole decriminalization takes away some of the stigma that comes with addiction, and we have to be accepting of that. When we have health issues in other people, you know, we're not identifying people as cancer victims. They're people with cancer. And in this case, we have people with addictions, and we have to treat them as such. And it's not just as simple as putting people in homes, you know, or in facilities where they'll get treatment for their addictions. They have to deal with all the underlying things like poverty and homelessness and the trauma that many of them have experienced in their life, while at the same time our policing focus can be more on the traffickers and the importers.
Meanwhile, there was an increase in Nelson's crime severity index score. It jumped up 20% and is higher than the national average, but lower than the provincial average. So how do you think things are going in Nelson?
Yeah, I think things are going quite well. The crime severity index, that is crime rate, but also looks at the severity of those crimes. So you could have one community that has 100 thefts in a year, and you could have a community where they have 100 murders in a year. And obviously, they're both 100. And the crime rate, they would show that they're both 100, yet at the same time, we know that they're significantly different. So crime severity looks not only at the rate, but the severity. And so that can be good, and it can also be bad. I mean, last year in 2019, where these stats are from, we had the stabbings downtown. That was one incident, but out of that incident, we had originally laid 3 attempted murder charges. So for a community that usually doesn't lay any attempted murder charge, that's huge, and that's going to really have an impact on our statistic. And the year before that, also, we had one of the biggest drops in our crime severity index. 2019, that was more of a jump just because we were significantly lower the year before. Where our population is only about 11,300 people. But we also, at any given day, you know, police 15,000, 16,000 people. We have a lot of people that visit our community to work, to use our facilities, to recreate. At any given time, they're also bringing criminal matters to the city. Our stats are based on 11,313, I think it is. But in reality, we're policing more people. While a community like, let's say, Central Saanich or Oak Bay over around Victoria, during the day, they empty out. Everybody goes into Victoria to work. Victoria is the core city. On any given day, they're policing more people as well. So it's a little bit skewed. And although you said that our crime severity index went up by 20%, the number of offenses actually only went up by about 11%. And in fact, our criminal code offenses during that same time, I was talking when I said 11% more about the violent crimes, but our total offenses for 2019 actually went up only 2.6%. Although that's an increase, you know, of course, as a police chief, I would be concerned about, but not when you compare it to the other communities and even the province. During that same time in 2019 from 2018, there in the province on average, the total number of criminal offenses went up 19.7%. In Trail, they're up 51.3%. Castlegar, 32%. And we saw places like Vernon up 32% and Penticton was up 52%. At the same time, as I said, we were only up 2.6%. So although our crime severity index was up, our actual total of criminal code offenses was up only marginally. And they also changed the number a little bit last year in that they put threats as a new category into the violent category. Well, we had 46 threat files last year, and now they're being included in our violent crime severity index number. So that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm, right. And well, these statistics we've been speaking out so far are for 2019. Can you give us some insight into how 2020 has gone so far? Are there any trends that you're noticing this year?
Not really. I can tell you we're up about 240 plus calls this year, so we have been busier this year. You know, nothing in terms of trends. We have been dealing with our more vulnerable population. You know, certainly our social media has blown up about that, where we have camps in town and some of the mess that comes along with that people have concerns about. But I don't see any other trends really. We've been fortunate this year. We've had slight increases in some of our numbers, certainly not like other communities. Our violent numbers were up, but I don't see that carrying into 2020.
Since the pandemic started, what kind of enforcement regarding public health regulations has the police force done here in Nelson?
Health regulation enforcement has been tough. Every couple, 3 days, it seems like it's changing, and that's made it difficult for us. It's made it difficult for the public. You have businesses that sort of went out on their own and demanded that their customers use masks, and that makes it difficult for some people. We have people that are not in favor of masks. They see it as an infringement on their right. We've certainly had a number of calls at some of the businesses regarding them refusing to wear a mask and being asked to leave. You know, businesses have that right. And now with it being more of a public health order, we are certainly going to enforce when we need to. Thus far, we haven't had to. Most of our visits to the different locations have been in the way of education, but certainly doesn't say that we won't be enforcing. And we've seen a little bit of an uptick in the last week or two. You know, I think people are getting a little bit COVID tired, I guess. But it doesn't mean that people that are making these decisions are doing them on a whim. They're well-educated, well-intentioned people, and people have to understand that, and they have to follow those rules. So we'll continue to educate as much as we can. That's sort of a philosophy around here. We don't try to enforce before people are educated, so we will continue to educate, and hopefully people will comply and keep our community safe. You know, if we had an outbreak here, that'd put a real strain on our local emergency and our local hospitals. People have to take care and comply with the rules, because it's going to keep people safe and keep our community safe.
Mm-hmm. And coming into winter and the holiday season, do you have any messages for this time of year that you'd like to share, or anything that you and your police officers will be focusing on this season?
This has been the oddest year of my time as a police chief and as a police officer. It's been a very difficult 2020. It doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon, so we have to continue to keep in mind the public health orders, do what we can to keep our community safe. From a policing side, going into the holidays, impaired driving, it's continues to be a concern. We need people to be safe there as well. If you're out celebrating in your small selective groups or within your family, make sure you're not driving. And if you are using a car this winter, make sure it's well equipped with winter tires. Anytime you travel outside the community now, they have to have proper rated tires. give yourself extra distance to stop, because we're going into a time of season right now. We've been lucky the snow hasn't been too deep, but it's coming, and there's still black ice out there, so people just need to be a little bit more careful, slow down, and if you don't have to drive on those worst days, don't. Let the plows do their work, and then get out, and if you have to drive around, use those snow routes that are created. Just a little message, not really a policing message, but I work with a lot of the nonprofits in town, and you know, they struggle with their funding and that. So if you have an opportunity to give, dig a little deeper this year and be generous, support places like the Salvation Army who are out there assisting those more vulnerable populations in our community. And we need to work together to get through all this, and we'll get there.
We've been listening to Chief Constable Paul Burkhart's insight into 2019's crime statistics here in Nelson. He told KCR reporter Keely Bartlett about how 2020 is shaping up and shared some tips on how we can stay safe this winter.